Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the wild world of social media. Ever feel like you're constantly scrolling, swiping, and liking, but something feels off? Like maybe your phone's got a stronger grip on you than you'd like to admit? You know that feeling when you put it down for 5 minutes and suddenly feel this weird urge to just pick it back up again? Yeah, I've been there. But guess what? We can break free from the digital chains and reclaim our time, energy, and sanity. That's right. We're diving into self-care strategies for a healthy digital detox, because taking care of your mind is just as important as taking care of your body, even in this crazy online world. So, what are some practical ways to actually make this happen? Buckle up, because I'm about to drop some serious wisdom bombs on you. First off, let's talk about setting boundaries, folks. Think of them like digital fences around your precious time and energy. Decide which apps or platforms are truly adding value to your life and which ones are just sucking the joy right out of it. Maybe it's that endless news feed spiraling into negativity, or that social comparison game that leaves you feeling less than. Don't be afraid to hit mute, or even delete. You're in control here. Next up, scheduling tech-free time is your secret weapon. Imagine waking up without the instant urge to check your phone, having uninterrupted meals with loved ones, or actually enjoying a good book without constantly looking at notifications. Sounds pretty awesome, right? Carve out specific times during the day where you completely unplug, an hour in the morning for quiet reflection, a whole afternoon dedicated to a hobby, or even just 30 minutes before bed to wind down and disconnect. Now, let's talk about mindful scrolling, because sometimes, logging off isn't always possible. When you do find yourself browsing, be intentional about it. Don't just mindlessly scroll through feeds. Choose accounts that inspire, educate, or simply bring a smile to your face. Ask yourself, is this content adding value to my life? Or am I just filling the void? If the answer is the latter, maybe it's time to unfollow and make space for something more nourishing. Speaking of nourishment, remember to feed your soul offline. Engage in activities that bring you joy. Take a walk in nature, reconnect with friends and family face to face, pick up a new hobby, or simply savor a cup of coffee in peaceful silence. Remember, real life is happening outside the screen. Finally, don't forget the power of self-compassion. You're not going to become a social media ascetic overnight. There will be days when you slip up, and that's totally okay. Just acknowledge it, forgive yourself, and get back on track. This journey is about finding balance, not perfection. Think about it. You know those moments when you put down your phone and suddenly realize how much more present you feel? That's the magic of digital detox. You're more focused, less anxious, and open to experiencing life in all its richness. Now imagine if you could tap into that feeling more often. Here's a quick example. Imagine scrolling through social media before bed, comparing yourself to others, and feeling stressed about your own life. That can easily lead to sleepless nights and a gloomy mood. But what if, instead, you put down your phone an hour before bedtime, read a good book, or journal your thoughts? You'd probably fall asleep easier, wake up feeling refreshed, and have more energy throughout the day. See how it works? Small changes, big impact. So remember, folks, taking care of yourself online is just as important as taking care of yourself offline. Set those boundaries, schedule tech-free time, practice mindful scrolling, nourish your soul with real-life experiences, and most importantly, be kind to yourself along the way. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care strategies for a healthy digital detox? Share them in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with more tips and tricks to navigate the digital world with confidence and intention. Until next time, stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.